This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
All right, this is going to take a little while to explain everything that's going on, but it's time for Great Mate Debate. If you've been listening in the last week or so, we had this drama. This woman named Lauren called in.
Yes.
And she wanted to tell her best friend that she loved him because they've just always been best friends. They never connected romantically.
Right.
And he was about to go up to the mountains and propose to his girlfriend, Chloe.
And Lauren was like, I need to be up there to stop the proposal.
So Lauren wanted to go tell Mitch to not marry Chloe, that maybe they should give it a shot. Long story longer, then we checked in with her a few days later. Mm-hmm. Not only did she go up to the mountains to stop the wedding or to stop the engagement,
right?
He had already broken up with Chloe because he heard her on the air.
Yeah.
And then she gets there to say, don't marry her. And he's like, great, I won't. I'll marry you.
Yes.
And he proposed to her on the spot. Up in the mountains, aww. Happy endings for everybody, or so we thought.
Right.
Then we get a call from Chloe. Who's the, and we had not thought about it this way, but she's like the victim of all this. She's like,
it's not a victimless crime here, people.
I loved him. My daughter loved him, thought he was going to be her new daddy. And now I'm devastated. She's devastated. Like, I'm glad you guys have had this romantic comedy play out on the air.
Yeah.
But this is not a victimless crime, like Steve said. We thought we were done.
Right.
Now we have a great mate debate. It's not Mitch, it's not Lauren, and it's not Chloe. I hope you have an abacus and are keeping track of all these names. It's two new people that are apparently friends.
Yes.
Of Lauren, Mitch, and Chloe, or some facsimile thereof. And they are in an argument that we started because of all this drama.
Dude, you sum this up.
We're sort of there?
It's a lot.
So today we're talking to Audrey and Alex. It's Great Mate Debate. Let's see if we can ruin just two more lives.
Okay.
We're going to fix everything. Today, we're going to wrap this whole thing up and everybody's going to be happy.
A win, 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 win.
Sure.
Okay.
Even though that's never, ever happened.
No.
I believe Audrey is going to go first. Audrey?
Yay.
How are you guys involved in this? What can we do? Let's fix something.
Oh my gosh. So Mitch and Alex, my husband, and Chloe used to all go on double dates. I mean, we've all been best friends for years, and it's ruined. Like, everything is just totally wrong and upside down. I mean, Chloe is absolutely devastated after what just happened. We're now involved with the children, you know, her daughter Jade, like, you know, she's even disappointed. Like, there's so much brokenness that has happened from this. Like, Mitch is such a jerk for going through all this. Like, Chloe went through so much with her, with the baby's daddy.
Yeah.
And I was there for her. Like, she is my best friend. And we introduced her to Mitch because we thought he was going to be a great match for her. And then he goes and does this. Like, it's not good.
Okay. So why I think I see where we're going with this. Why the great mate debate? They broke up. That happens.
Yeah.
What's the argument between you and your husband?
Well, he wants to be friends with Mitch still. Absolutely not. This guy just turned over our best friend's life.
Okay, so you want him to swear off Mitch forever because Mitch is now with Lauren.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to even be involved with someone like that. I don't want someone that's in our friend group that's going to treat someone that way.
So this is like the post-breakup divvying up friend type of
God,
thing?
I've been through that.
Okay,
yeah.
I can hang out with this person, but you can't hang out with... Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
All right. It makes sense. I mean, so before we talk to Alex here, you've been pretty actively involved with Chloe in the last few days. Like, is she, I mean, you've been like hanging out with her and consoling her and that's.
Yeah, she's absolutely devastated. She doesn't even understand like what just happened. And of course, again, she's got her daughter on her mind. Like,
we just lost you, Audrey. We can barely hear you all of a sudden. Like your phone got really janky, but. Yeah, we.
Hey, hang on, Audrey.
Oh yeah. Hang on right there. Yeah, we lost Audrey a little bit there. We can't hear her, so these guys are going to try to get her back. Let's get Alex's side here. Alex?
Yai.
All right, so what's your side of this whole thing?
I mean, look. Mitch has been one of my closest friends for a really, really long time, and I don't think that because someone changes their mind or that a relationship doesn't work out, that means that, you know, I can't be friends. I shouldn't, I don't know. I don't think for, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to cut Mitch off. I'm going to continue to be friends with him. I mean, it's unfortunate what happened, and I understand, you know, I understand exactly what Audrey is saying, and I feel really, really bad for Chloe, but it's a tough situation, but I don't think that everyone's friendships need to break up over it.
You want to stay friends with Mitch, even like you want to like start double dating with Mitch and Lauren now and bring your wife along?
I mean, you know, that part of the relationship might be over, but you know, and I totally respect if, like, Audrey doesn't want to hang out with Mitch when I'm hanging out with him, that's fine. Like, you know, I can hang out with Mitch on my own, but, you know, that's something that I'm going to continue to do.
Okay. I just want to clarify before we get a jury in here. You knew Mitch before. This isn't something that, like, Chloe and Audrey were friends, and that's how you met Mitch. You knew Mitch. She knew Chloe. And so everybody had their best friends before they hooked up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, okay. I've known Mitch forever, and you know, I knew Mitch independent of Audrey. Like, that's,
oh Jesus.
You know, I didn't meet Mitch through Audrey. So
okay.
This was my friend. You know, even before we were even dating,
All right, guys, let's do this because we have so many people that we're talking about here. Let's put you on hold and let's get you a jury. Don't move. You nailed it, dude. This happens in a lot of relationships where it's like, hey, I don't like that guy anymore. Now you don't like that guy anymore.
Yeah.
That does happen.
And that part confuses me. I don't understand that
part. But when
that
normally happens, it's like, let's say you know my friend Chad, right?
Yeah.
You only know him because of me.
Right.
So if I say to you, Chad's a bad dude, then you probably would be like, okay, you're right. I'm not going to do it anymore.
I got to go with your.
But that's not happening here.
No.
He was friends with Mitch already. She was friends with Chloe already.
Oh, yeah.
So how do we. We didn't just. It's not us. We didn't do any of this. But this ripple effect that started isn't just destroying Mitch and Chloe.
No, it's now slopped over.
It's slopped into Audrey and Alex. Okay. So.
Okay, real quick, dude. So if I did something to offend your wife, she would go to you and say, okay, you're not allowed to hang out with me anymore.
It's possible.
Okay. And that happens. You said that happens.
That
a lot.
Happens a lot where it's like, we're not friends. It happened with the dentist. She was like, this dentist made me mad. You're not allowed to go get your teeth cleaned there anymore.
But even though you didn't do anything.
Right.
Okay. And you might have loved that dentist.
Right. So, but in this case, how does Alex cut Mitch off? He can't. That's his best friend. She can't cut Chloe off. Chloe's hurt, and that's her best friend.
Right.
So now that all these relationships, if you've kept track of all this and can give us any advice whatsoever, we'd love to talk to you. Leah?
Yai.
What do you think?
Hey, guys. I think that at the end of the day, Chloe and Audrey are going to be friends, and I think it's great for her to be there for Chloe and be her friend, and Nick and Mitch are friends and they're besties. But at the end of the day, it's between Mitch and
Alex.
Chloe.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's between Mitch and Chloe. That's yep. their relationship, and that's something for them to sort out on their own.
I'm really proud of you, Leah. We respect your opinion for one, but you keep in track of all these people. We're struggling with all these names right here. So then you're siding with Alex. I mean, his friendship is his friendship. That was when we lost her. But that's one vote for him.
Okay.
Next up, Mallory.
Yay.
What do you think?
Hey, I'm on Team Alex. I think that Audrey is being unreasonable. Let's flip the tables. What happens if her best friend, did something to Alex and Alex asked her not to be best friends with her?
Anymore? There it is.
It doesn't.
I mean, I just think it's not fair for Alex to not be able to be friends with Mitch because of something that happened.
So, do guys usually go to their ladies and go, "Your friend hurt me, so you're not allowed to hang out with her"?
It's we don't do it, but I just like for me when we got a divorce, when I got a divorce from my first wife, we did sort of naturally divvy up friends. And in fact, some of the friends that I gave to her came to me and said, We don't want to be given to that team. We want to be on your team.
Oh, they were butt hurt.
They were like, "Why'd you give us up?
You traded them, man."
I didn't trade them. I was like, they were friends with her first. So
you
I'm
cut
like,
them
you
loose,
know, then, I was like, you get to go fly, be free.
But then when they wanted to come back to team camp Slacker, you're like, "All right, I'll take."
No, I took them.
Okay.
Just for spite.
Okay.
It's a weird thing. Danielle.
Yes.
What do you think?
Oh, hi. Yay. Sorry. So I'm on Alex's side.
Okay.
I am currently going through a divorce, and it was not quite as dramatic of a situation as this one, but it's been interesting for our friends, but in the end, I feel like it's not fair for us to either of us lose our friends because it was our decision. So our friends have actually been really good and been able to spend time with both of us, just not at the same time anymore.
Oh, okay. So you're able to badmouth each other behind each other's
back. Please tell me you don't do that.
Exactly.
You don't do that, do you?
No. Oh. We don't really talk about the other one.
Good.
I mean, okay. At first it was a little bit weird, but now it's fine, and we don't really even talk about each other. Well, I don't talk about him. I'm sure he doesn't talk about me.
You're not wrong, Steve. I've been in that situation too, where it's like, "Oh, you still hang out with him?" And it's like, "I don't like. Can we not talk about?"
Oh, you put them. You turned it on to them.
If we're gonna stay friends, let's keep it positive. They don't exist anymore.
Yes.
You gotta just move on.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call, Danielle. Here's the deal: it's a landslide. There's not is there anybody on social media that's saying you can't force him to not be friends?
Okay.
Alex has been friends with Mitch. If they only knew it because of the bro code and like whatever, then that's different.
That's
but
different.
He was friends with Mitch and Alex were
before
friends before.
Everybody.
Have we ruined anyone? Now that Audrey and Alex aren't talking. If you're friends with them and you'd like to be on next week's Great Mate Debate,
that's right.
Hit us up.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.